Welcome to Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. Brought to you by ProMedica Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital, where your health is our mission. Each month, we bring you insights from leading medical experts, the latest advancements in care, and essential health tips to keep you and your family well. Let's get started.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me on tonight's podcast is Dr. Nicholas Dolman. He is an orthopedic surgeon with the ProMedica Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital. Dr. Dolman, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here.
I'm looking forward to learning more about orthopedics. So, unfortunately, we all need you at some point in our life, it seems like.
Right. So,
with a lot of kids active in sports nowadays, that probably comes into play.
For sure.
What types of conditions and injuries then are you seeing or are you treating?
So I treat a variety of conditions. I'm a general orthopedic surgeon, so I treat kids all the way from adults. So if your kid has a broken bone, happy to help you. If you have some sports-related injury, if you hurt your knee, shoulder, I'm there for you. And then also, as you get older and get sometimes you get some arthritis.
Yes.
And need a joint replacement, I'm here to help you with that too.
Can you clean them out rather than replacing them? Or do you need a different doc for that?
No, so we'll help you with that. We'll meet with you, kind of go over all the options for you. But yeah, cleaning them out, it doesn't really work.
So what can a patient expect to find out when they have their initial visit with you?
Yeah, so we'll go over everything. We have x-ray in our office, so we can always get x-rays if we need. And then I take the time to meet with you. I really like to get to know you, how you hurt yourself, and then what you want to get back to doing, right? And right. So we'll kind of go over everything. We'll go over the treatment, the diagnosis, mm-hmm. and then come up with a treatment plan suited for you. Mm-hmm. Everybody's an individual. They all have their own specific needs. So we'll come up together with something for you to get you back going.
And it's all about quality of life. What are you after? If they're asking for the impossible, at least you can help put us on the right
line. And so, I'm a big believer, you only get one life to live. And so you got to have good quality of life. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I kind of love what I'm doing, because I get to help you back to that quality of life.
Right.
So, we'll get you there.
You're not going to get them any better than they were to begin with.
Maybe.
Well, you might,
maybe.
I suppose. Yeah,
maybe.
You probably could.
Yeah, we'll have some fun together.
There you go. So, we always hear about joint pain. I mean, even in younger kids that are doing repeated activities, they elbows and things like that.
Shoulders,
So what do we do for that?
So I think joint pain, again, you only get one life to live. Mm-hmm. And so if something's bothering you for more than a few days, you take it easy, ice it, you elevate it, and it's still bothering you, mm-hmm. you should get it checked out, right? And so, start with your family doctor. They're kind of the quarterbacks of everything. They can point you in the right direction. And if it, escalates and you need to see me, I'm happy to help you.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a fine line there between being
overly cautious, and that's why I think give it a few days, ice it, elevate it, some over-the-counter anti-inflammatory pills, mm-hmm. if you can take those, mm-hmm. And if that doesn't do it, then probably best to get it checked out.
And again, you said start with your
family doctor,
physician, and they'll send you over to you if they need.
So
who's at risk, would you say, in developing any kind of chronic joint pain?
Yeah, so there's some conditions, there's some inflammatory conditions, a lot of people know about, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, those are the kind of two big ones mm-hmm. that predispose you a little bit to joint pain, but really anybody can get, the plain Jane term is osteoarthritis, mm-hmm. And so really anybody can get that.
Now, is that a hereditary thing?
Some of them, again, some of the inflammatory ones can be, genetics plays a role in it partly, but you could just, unfortunately have bad luck. But the good news is you get to meet me and we'll have some fun getting you feeling better.
I'll have some fun getting you fixed.
Yeah.
we actually talked to the total rehab person.
Oh, yeah.
At a point during these podcasts, and so learn a little bit about what happens next after you.
If
you fix them, where do they go next? So are there any kind of warning signs then that that they're trying to be too tough, or what's
that? Again, I think if you're starting to get that daily achy pain that's just not going away, mm-hmm. Or you have sharp pain, I think those are, again, signs, just go get it checked out.
So want to be sure that we touch. There's so much happening with robotics and all mm-hmm. this kind of stuff, and less invasive surgeries. Yeah. You're not cutting through muscles as much.
Right.
So bring us up to date on what kind of technology is going on.
Yeah. So thankfully, you know, the people at ProMedica there, the powers that be, invested in the community, invested in me and the other surgeons. And so they got us a robot to help us with joint replacements. So mm-hmm. it's really exciting. We've been using it for just about a year now. Okay. We've had really good success. So with the robot right now, currently, we can do knee replacements and hip replacements.
Okay.
Shoulder replacements are on the way and coming out soon. So we'll be excited to offer that to the patients here locally as well. I think it's important to understand for the patients, you know, the robot doesn't take the place of the surgeon.
Right.
Right? The surgeon's always there. They're always going to be there.
Right.
And so really the robot just helps us to put the components in the best position for the patient's own anatomy. Everybody's anatomy is a little different. Mm-hmm. And so the robot really helps us kind of key in on that. And the results have been phenomenal so far.
Yeah, that's great to know. It's those little quarter inch things, probably.
Even a few millimeters.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
I'm
so we're talking
big.
Millimeters. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, the other good thing is, hip replacements nowadays are always, you know, people hear about this anterior through the front hip replacement.
Okay.
And that's kind of what you touched on. You know, it's muscle sparing, so we don't right. have to cut muscles. We just kind of spread muscles out of the way, mm-hmm. go down there, you know, replace your hip. Great, great results with that. Quicker recovery, get right. you back to normal quicker as well.
Right. Yeah, it used to be, you know, everything had to get opened up to get yeah. to where you wanted to go. And
yeah,
and
now it's a little yeah. 2-3 inch incision and yeah. you're good to go.
Yeah, tiny. And again, quicker healing time then.
Yeah, and I'm also a big believer in, you know, patients need to be kind of active in their recovery, right? Right. They need to understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is, you know, when you come see me, I'll use words you understand. We'll go over everything completely. And then, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, glass half full, right? Not right. half empty. So look at the right. bright side. You know, if we get to the point where you need surgery after you failed conservative treatment,
okay.
you know, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody loves surgery.
Yeah.
But the good news is if you go into it with a good attitude, we'll have a great time together again.
Right.
And we'll get you back to normal as quick as
we
can.
You're all about having fun on this.
I think, you know, you're coming to see me with something hurt, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so it's not like you want to be at the doctor. So.
No.
We might as well have a good time together.
Well, and I think that helps with the whole healing process.
For sure.
Too, is in understanding your injury.
For sure.
Without it being doom and gloom.
Right.
This is all we can.
Right.
We can do something about this.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, to me, when you have a physician that takes that point of view,
yeah.
it starts you out on a better foot.
To yeah.
begin with,
and I think too, your mind is very powerful, right?
Oh,
so,
for sure.
If you go into it with a good attitude, you know, you can see pretty quick results.
Right.
You know, if you put in, you know, there's going to be some work with therapy, you know,
yeah.
and whatnot. But if you go into it with a good attitude, you know, you'll yeah. have good results.
Yeah, I found that. And if you have a good support system around
for sure.
you as well.
And that's me partly, right?
You
I'm
are,
there
well,
too,
exactly.
right? That's my job, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, well, we're excited that there's so much going on at ProMedica. You know, they really did build a wonderful facility
sure.
out there, and we're going to encourage people to reach out, use our
yeah.
local physicians. That's
yeah,
what it's
yeah, and
about.
It's super easy. You can call my office. I think the number is 517-265-0650, and my office staff's awesome. They'll help you get an appointment. Usually you don't need a referral to see me. There's just a few insurances where you do, but they know
okay.
that and can point you in the right direction.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Dolman.
Yeah, my
we
pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's it for this edition of Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. We hope you've gained valuable insight into the exceptional care and services available at ProMedica Charleston, Virginia Hickman Hospital. For more information or to connect with our healthcare team, visit ProMedica.org/Hickman. Take care, stay well, and join us again on the last Tuesday of each month at 6:20 p.m. for another edition of Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. You can also listen to these programs as podcasts anytime under the On Air Audio tab at WLEN.com.